What's most important is who governs Britain. What's most important is that we vote to take back control of our parliament, our courts, our borders, and have the confidence to believe that we can run our own country and do it better than being run effectively from Brussels. That's what this referendum is all about. And the one guarantee I can give you is that if we vote for Brexit, we become a self-governing, independent nation. Now, part of that is that we've given away control of our borders. Part of that is that what used to be a British passport is now a European Union passport.
Are you going to bring out your
passport? Well, there you are. You see, I've been doing it for weeks, and I'll do it again. It says European Union on it. And what that means is we have no control over the numbers of people coming to Britain from the European Union. And right across the country, I meet people who can't get their kids into their first choice of primary school. I meet people who can't get a GP appointment. I meet people whose wages have gone down in real terms over the last few years. And that is because our population is rising by nearly 500,000 people every single year. And frankly, our public services are pretty close to breaking point. This is the opportunity to do something about that.
Now, you've complained about Project Fear, but you haven't been shy of making some fairly alarmist comments yourself. Talk of bodies being washed up on the beaches of Kent coast after
Will happen. Yes, of course it will. I mean, look, there was another boat rescued off Hastings the other evening. There were 18 people rescued by the Dungeness lifeboat 2 weeks ago. And what's interesting is that some of those who've come via that route have now claimed asylum and are being held in Dover. And if the message we send is that if you come via this method, you can stay, more will come. Believe me, I know the Straits of Dover. It's not the Mediterranean. They're some of the most difficult and dangerous tides in the world.
So you're suggesting we're going to see scenes of the kind that we've seen in Lesbos, Italy, Sicily?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting we have a problem. I'm suggesting that the Home Office have been very slow to react to repeated reports in Kent over the last few months that something unusual was going on. And I'm genuinely saying that if people think by taking the risk they'll be allowed to stay, we will see, I'm afraid, tragedies.